His voice was up at the end of every sentence. Fortune? Like he was asking a question. His big chin, already scrubbed so much this morning he'd worn the hide off it, nodded up and down at McMurphy once or twice, then turned him around to lead him down the hall toward the end of the line. McMurphy called him back.
Now, hold her a minute, George. You talk like you know something about this fishing business.
George turned and shuffled back to McMurphy, listing back so far it looked like his feet had navigated right out from under him.
You bet, sure. 25 years I worked the Chinook trawlers all the way from Half Moon Bay to Puget Sound. 25 years I fish before I get so dirty.
He held out his hands for us to see the dirt on them. Everybody around leaned over and looked. I didn't see the dirt, but I did see scars worn deep into the white palms from hauling 1,000 miles of fishing line out of the sea. He let us look a minute, then rolled the hands shut and drew them away and hid them in his pajama shirt like we might dirty them looking, and stood grinning at McMurphy with gums like brine-bleached pork.
I had a good trawler boat, just 40 feet, but she drew 12 feet water and she was solid teak and solid oak.
He rocked back and forth in a way to make you doubt that the floor was standing level.
She was one good trawler boat, by golly.
He started to turn, but McMurphy stopped him again.
Hell, George, why didn't you say you were a fisherman? I've been talking up this voyage like I was the old man of the sea, but just between you and me and the wall there, the only boat I've been on was the battleship Missouri, and the only thing I know about fish is that I like eating them better than cleaning them.
Cleaning is easy. Somebody show you how.
By God, you're going to be our captain, George. We'll be your crew.
George tilted back, shaking his head.
Oh, those boats awful dirty anymore. Everything awful dirty. The hell with that. We got a boat specially sterilized fore and aft, swabbed clean as a hound's tooth. You won't get dirty, George, because you'll be the captain. Won't even have to bait a hook. Just be our captain and give orders to us dumb landlubbers. How's that strike you?
I could see George was tempted by the way he wrung his hands under his shirt, but he still said he couldn't risk getting dirty. McMurphy did his best to talk him into it, but George was still shaking his head when the big nurse's key hit the lock of the mess hall and she came jangling out the door with her wicker bag of surprises, clicked down the line with automatic smile and good morning for each man she passed. McMurphy noticed the way George leaned back from her and scowled. When she passed, McMurphy tilted his head and gave George the one bright eye.
George, that stuff the nurse has been saying about the bad sea, about how terrible dangerous this trip might be, what about that? That ocean could be awful bad, sure, awful rough.
McMurphy looked down at the nurse disappearing into the station, then back at George. George started twisting his hands around in his shirt more than ever, looking around at the silent faces watching him.